Next paragraph. Shayach lois yudalid, yudches, and yutes. Ki ikra habechira kedei shelo yoichal namo de kisufa. Rav Nosson Zal had mentioned that the main reason why Hashem puts us human beings in a situation of bechira, where we have free choice, is that we should get to a level where we earn our reward, and that the bread that we eat will not be bread of shame. In other words, the Gan Eden, where our neshamas originally started out in Gan Eden, but then it was for free. We hadn't earned it in any way. So there's a tinge of shame and embarrassment when you're being given free food, that kind of thing. But when a person has bechira, and they're given a test, and they pass the test, then it's no longer bread of shame. But rather, the person will be nourished in the world to come from his reward, the reward that he earns fair and square, b'mishpot. And it's for this reason that this item of bechira is very, very powerful. Ki b'shvil zeh nivra v'nishtal shel hakoil. Meiresh kol dargan at soiv kol dargan. Hakoil b'shvil habchira shibichnes mishpat. Because this is the basis for which everything was created, from beginning to end, from top to bottom, the highest levels to the lowest levels. All for the sake of bechira, which is mishpat. And this is why the Gemara says that Yetzias Mitzrayim, taking the Jews out of Egypt, and Kriyas Yamsuf was very difficult. The Gemara uses that word in Koshe Mezoinoisav ke Kriyas Yamsuf, Koshe Zivugoy ke Kriyas Yamsuf, implying that Kriyas Yamsuf was difficult. And Hashem had to go through an unusual procedure of sending Moshe Rabbeinu again and again to Paroi to get Paroi to agree to send the Jews out. And Hashem put on an incredible July 4th, an incredible display of miracles and everything, just to get Paroi to be willing, to be willing. Hashem could have done it against his will. Hashem could have blown him away. Hashem didn't want that. For the sake of Bechira, said there should be Bechira, Hashem wanted to do it in a way that Paroi would agree, be agreeable to it in the end. Hashem could have blown Paroi and the Egyptians away with one bullet, like it says in the Medrash. Hashem could have sent one lightning bolt and zap, no more Egypt. However, it's all tied into this concept of mishpot, justice, fairness, bechira. Shehu bechinas koyach habechira. Because they had not yet finished everything they were supposed to finish. Egypt had not yet completed everything they were supposed to complete before Hashem was ready to burn them, to destroy them, to wipe them out. And therefore it was impossible for Hashem to take the Jews out against Paroi's will. But rather, Hashem wanted it to be with his agreement, with Paroi being agreeable. Because this is how far Hashem goes in putting things in the hands of the Baal Bechira. Because the truth is that even though, according to Mishpat, the Jews were supposed to stay in Egypt another 190 years, Hashem had said they're going to be there 400 years. They were only there 210 years. However, we know that Paroi and the Egyptians definitely did not treat the Jews with any fairness, with any justice at all. They made the suffering to the extreme, much more than was warranted in a sense. And this is among the most remarkable things in the world. Whereby a human mind cannot understand this whatsoever. kemuva mevuchazu bein amachakrim, as this question, this perplexing item, is brought among the philosophers. Ki horoitzeach v'hagazlan shehoire goy goizles echon, a murderer or a thief who kills someone or steals from somebody, bevadai magil azeh hanerag v'anigzel shehoreg b'mishpoto yisborach. The person who was robbed or the person who was killed deserved to be robbed. They deserved to be killed. That was Hashem's justice. V'afal pikein, horoitzeach horoitzeach. And despite that, the murderer is a murderer. V'harogoy sheloy b'mishpot. And he killed unjustly. Nobody, who appointed him? You know, who told him to be the one to, you know? V'kabel onshei akosha. And therefore, he will get his severe punishment. And because of this perplexing thing, this is why it's so hard to understand completely Hashem's justice. And this is also tied into the famous question of why good people suffer sometimes. She'i efsher lohovin hanhogas mishpotoi b'seichel enoishi, whereby it is impossible for a human being with his intelligence to understand Hashem's justice. Rather, rak be'emuna ubetmimus. It's only with faith and simplicity and sincerity that we can accept Hashem's judgments. Kemuvan sham basoif mimala satmimus. As Rav Nosson Zal explains at the end of this halacha, about the incredible value of Tmimus. V'alkein hoyo'oz ha'echrech she'yishalchim paroi me'atzmoi. And this is why Hashem, it was necessary for paroi to release the Jews on his own. Machmar shalein estakein ha'mishpat adayin b'shleimus. Because justice had not yet been filled completely. The Jews hadn't been punished to the full sense that they were supposed to be. And that's why we eat matzah, shibchinas maichal hamalochim, which is called angel food. Bechinas mon. The Gemara says that they taste the matzah was like mon. Hainu bechinas mezoina deleilo shel hamalochim. This refers to the heavenly food of angels, sheoichlim sheloi b'mishpot, which we learned earlier, when angels eat, it's without justice, without, they're getting free food. They haven't done, they don't have bechira. And this is among the incredible kindnesses of Hashem, that Hashem commanded us to eat matzah so that on Pesach we're eating from heavenly food, which a person gets even though he doesn't deserve it. It's angel food. It's that kind of food which is shloi b'mishpot. Like the angels who get free food. And this is why it's called poor man's bread, matzah. The oni is the one who has nothing on his own. He isn't owed anything. He hasn't done anything to deserve. He doesn't have with what to make a purchase. He doesn't have money. Because it's known that when the Jews went out of Egypt, they went out not with fairness, or not because they deserved it. It was isarusa deleil. It was an act of kindness on the part of Hashem. Zeo b'chinas b'tchilo olam achshav olivroyelam b'mid sadin. And this is tied into what the Gemara says, that originally Hashem thought to create the world with justice, midas sadin, dahainu rak b'mishpotu b'din. B'shvil ze nivrakol. That's really why everything was created, for the sake of b'chira. Achro she'en oylem eskayim. But Hashem saw that the world can't exist like that. Hik de midas harachmim. So Hashem put the rachmim before the din. Dehainu, shebe'eis she'ein zoicha b'mishpot, Hashem made it possible that when a person would not be deserving through justice and fairness to receive from Hashem, yiskayim hoylam barachmim, the world would be able to exist off channel 2, which is kindness. Bebechinas chesed chinam, freebie kindness. V'yunizaynim kemoy hamalochim bechinam. And they would be fed like the angels, for free. Shezeo b'chinas matzah. That's what matzah symbolizes. We ate it on the run. It's like mon. On the run, again, why did we have to run? Why weren't we taken out calmly and ready? Because we weren't yet deserving of being taken out. We hadn't really completed our sentence. V'alkein tzorich odom leida shekol ma sho'ivro lov kol yimei chayov hakol betzedek u'bemishpot bechesed u'verachme. That everything that the person goes through his entire life is 100% just and fair and kind on the part of Hashem. Ki yoshor mishpotov, because Hashem's justice is 100% correct. Ki bechirosoi hu daika ba'ofen zeh, because my bechira requires that I go through these exact circumstances, that I be middle class and he be lower class and he be upper class, and he have a rich daddy and I have a medium daddy and this one has a poor daddy. Each one's bechira necessitates the exact circumstances that that person has. Ki Hashem Yisborach shokal bedaitoi shezeh odom ika bechirosoi kshia oishar muflog. Hashem, with his infinite wisdom, determined and calculated that this individual, his bechira necessitates that he have tremendous, incredible wealth. And this person's bechira necessitates that he suffer extreme poverty. Ki akol b'shvil ha-bechira. All of it, the whole design of the world and all its parts, is for the sake of bechira, shu bechinas mishpot kanal, which we said is synonymous with justice. V'osur lahar herachra v'yisporo klal, and it's forbidden for any Jew to doubt Hashem in any way, to doubt Hashem's justice. Ki bozeh toloi hakoil, because everything depends on this. Sheyamin sheyishorim darki Hashem, for the person to really believe that everything Hashem does is right. Shezeo b'chinas tikkun ha-mishpot, shehu ikra tikkun kanal. This is tikkun ha-mishpot, this is the real tikkun, u'tzrichin lachzor zois heitev. And we have to review this a lot and very well. This is among the most important yesoidas in Yiddishkeit and in life for a person to live a good life. If a person knows this really, really well, it'll help them deal with all the complexities of life the right way. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, "Vezeh v'al tovoi b'mishpot esavdecho, ki lo yitzdak lefonecho kol choy." This is one of the things we say on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. We ask Hashem, Hashem, please do not come at us with justice, because who can stand up to your justice? Who can succeed? You know, if you're wearing your hat of justice, Hashem. Ki rodaf oivai nafshi, because the enemies of my soul are chasing after me. Shemavakesh mi Hashem Yisborach sheyimchoy loy. The person is pleading with Hashem that Hashem should forgive him. V'lo yovoy b'mishpatim oy. Hashem shouldn't take out his book of justice. Ki afal pi shehakoyl b'mishpot, because even though everything is with justice, afal pi kein bevadai b'yad Hashem Yisborach limchoyl, Hashem definitely has the ability, if he wants, to pardon. We know you have that in this world. The Gemara says, Malchusa d'ara ken Malchusa d'rakia, that the governments on earth and kingdoms on earth conduct themselves in a parallel form to heaven. So that we should be able to learn by studying what's going on earth, we should be able to know what goes on in heaven. Just like on earth, there is a concept of an executive pardon, right? There's a concept, what's the other word for it? Not clemency, there's a word, you know, we're amnesty. Amnesty. Person say, what do you mean? What kind of thing is that? There's a law. There's law and order. There's justice. There's overriding. Kaviyochol by Hashem also, there's these two paths. There's standard. And the standard is justice and judgment, but Hashem has the ability to invoke his executive power and to pardon if he wants. Ki al pi mishpot einoy vatron, because based on justice, when Hashem is sitting on his throne of justice, when Hashem is functioning in channel A, Einoi Vatron. There is no Vatronus. There is no pardoning. Kamay Shekosov, as it says, Asher lo yisafonim, velo yikach sheichad. Hashem does not show any favor to anybody. He does not accept any bribes. Avol yecholin l'ratzoisoi, sheyim chol hakol. However, we do have the ability to appease Hashem and to get Hashem to forgive everything. Kamay Shekosov, as the pasuk says, sheichad mechek rosho yikach. That a bribe from the lap of a rasha he will accept. Kemoy lemoshel melech bosav adam, just like in the case of a physical king. She'al pi mishpot yokum adin. It based on justice, the king has his judges and his judiciary system and everything, and this person has to go through a judgment. Avol im roitzel limchoel, but if the king wants to pardon, Moichel Hakoil. He has the authority, he has the ability to pardon, to forgo completely everything. Vezeh, this is the tefillah that we say, Al Tovoi Bemishpot. Hashem, please do not come at us with Mishpot. Ki lo yitzdak lefenecha kol choy, because no living being can handle your Mishpot, you know, can survive it. Ki Hakoil Yuchayovim, because everybody is wrong and bad in your eyes, Hashem. Hashem, you're the real Mr. Perfect. And compared to your perfection, compared to your greatness, which one of us stands a chance of coming out beseder, you know, in how we're serving you and how we're respecting you? Because this enemy is chasing after my nefesh, this Yetzirah. And that's what led me to do what I did, all the sins and everything, because I have this gigantic, powerful enemy working against me, the Yetzirah. And if you're going to come at me with Mishpot, and you'll declare me guilty, then the enemy should be even more guilty. Because he did it all. And so to all the surrounding elements, you know, all the different factors that played a role in my doing the sins that I did or me not being as good, all of them are going to be guilty. Whereas if Hashem, you will choose to forgive me, to pardon me for everything, then everybody will have it easier. Everybody will be happy. Ki bevadai einoi doime oinish haroitzeach shegoimra maisa vohoireg chaveroi lo oinish shel roitzeach shel haroitzel erzoyach vunitza mimeno. Because you certainly can't compare the punishment of a murderer who actually killed to the punishment of a person who wanted to kill, but in the end the other one was saved, the other one was spared. Next, the final two pieces here. Shayach lois chof aleph, achar tevas kanal. This is related to paragraph chof aleph. Vezeh mishkan ho'edus. And this is why the mishkan that the Jews had in the Midbar was called mishkan ho'edus. Ki zeh ikar ho'edus shashchina shor b'Yisrael tomid. This is the main thing that serves as testimony that the Shechina is always with the Jewish people. The fact that we're able to connect with the binding together, the throne of Hashem, even when we dismantle the Mishkan, as we spoke about when we learned the halacha. This is also tied into the concept of the sleep of the tzaddik. Shehu histalkus hamoichin. When a person goes to sleep, his mind closes down. There's histalkus hamoichin. Shehu bechinas prikas hamishkan. That's like the dismantling of the Mishkan, when they took the Mishkan apart right before they were going to travel. Kimi sheyesh boideya kilu nivne beis mikdash b'yamav. Because the Gemara makes a famous statement in Brachas that a person who has shleimus hadas, it's as if the beis mikdash were built during his time. So Das is building the Beis HaMikdash. absence of das, loss of das, sleep, is dismantling the mikdash. Shaydei ze daiko masig bechinas tikkun ha-mishpat. It's through that sleep that the person is zoche to realize the tikkun ha-mishpat, shebechinas tzadik v'toivloi, kamo shekosov sham, as Rabbeinu Zal shows in Likutei Moharan, that when a person shows tmimus, he puts his mind aside, he puts his intelligence aside, and he lives with emuna, tmimus, that's when he zoche to understand the secret of this mishpat. V'zeo b'chinas histalkus ha-tzadik. This is the concept of the passing away of the tzadik. She'oz hu b'chinas sheino. Then he enters into this sleep. She'oz daiko nimshach tikkun ha-mishpat b'yoser. That's when there is activated this higher level of tikkun ha-mishpat. Shaydei ze ikar ha-tikkun v'kanal. And that's the real tikkun of everything. And this is why the greatest level of tikkun is when people are zeicha to come to the graves of tzaddikim. Ki shom bechinas tikkun ha-mishpat kesher ha-merkava shehu ikar tikkun ha-bris. That's the place of the highest level of tikkun ha-mishpat, kesher ha-merkava, which is the true tikkun ha-bris, as we learned earlier. Final paragraph of the appendix. Shayach letchila sois chav beis, v'chol zehu bechinas tikkun pigimas halavona. This is all tied into the tikkun for the defectiveness and deficiency in the moon. Aydei soid hoibur, through the secret knowledge of knowing how to calculate the leap years. Sheboze toloi tikkun ha-mishpat, shubur Rosh Hashanah. And this is the whole tikkun ha-mishpat, which is on Rosh Hashanah, is dependent on this. As the Pasuk says, Tiku b'chodesh shofar b'kesel yom chageinu, that this is the holiday, the only holiday, which takes place on Rosh Chodesh, Rosh Hashanah. Shemarameis al tikkun pigimas halavona. The Pasuk says, b'kesel, when the moon is covered up. Again, showing that there's a tikkun for the moon that's taking place on this holiday of Rosh Hashanah, which is on Rosh Chodesh. Ki choik li Yisrael hu, mishpot laike Yaakov. Look how the Pasuk ties all of this together. Tiku b'chodesh shofar, on Rosh Chodesh, Rosh Hashanah, we're blowing the shofar. B'kesel yom chageinu, when the moon is covered up. This covering of the moon is hiding the shame of the moon in a sense. And when the moon is being reborn again on Rosh Chodesh, the moon goes to its super yerida, and then rebounds, the pendulum starts swinging upward again, the filling out of the moon. And this is all tied into Choyk liYisrael hu mishpot lekei Yaakov. The chukim are the things that we can't understand. And the mishpot. Ki ha-mishpot nimshach kefi hayoim shekoivim boi Rosh Chodesh. Because the mishpot is tied into the day on which we calculate Rosh Chodesh. Kamo shekosev, as the Pasuk says, la'asois mishpat avdoi, that Hashem generates the mishpat of his servants each day on its own. As the Medrash says, shekol hakisois lamishpat mamtinin al yoyim sheYisrael koyvim boi Rosh Chodesh, that all the thrones of justice all wait to see when Klal Yisrael, when the rabbis are going to declare Rosh Chodesh. V'adayin tzrichin levayar bo zeh harbe be'ezar shemisporach. Rav Nosson Zal says, with everything I've said here, there's still a lot that needs to be explained. With Hashem's help, I hope I'll be zocheh to explain it further. Baruch Hashem.